The fallout continues this morning after Shohei Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter was fired for allegedly stealing money from the Dodgers star to pay off illegal gambling debt. The situation is under investigation by the feds now. And with the leagues and teams now having deals with gambling companies, this likely won't be the last scandal in professional sports. Joining us live to talk more about this issue, we're joined by former gambler Harry Levant. He's now a gambling policy advisor to the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University.
Hi, Harry. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicki. Good morning, Chris.
You know, it's a sad story, and there's still obviously a lot that we don't know about what happened with Shohei's interpreter and what's described as this massive theft from the Dodgers player. But what seems clear is that a lot of money was spent on sports gambling. You are not here to assign blame or anything like that, but you have called sports gambling a public health emergency. Tell us about that.
That's correct. I'm not opposed to sports gambling. I take no position on it. However, I am vehemently opposed to the system that has been created in this country in less than 6 years since the Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize it. I call it the Wild Wild West because we have normalized a known addictive product. Something we have known since at least 2013 is that gambling is an addictive product on the same level as heroin and opioids and tobacco and alcohol and cocaine. And gambling addiction is a full-fledged addiction. Yet we've taken sports, paired it with gambling, and sports always belong to the people of America, to the American family, to a great extent. Now it belongs to the gambling industry, and we have normalized a known addictive product. That creates a public health issue.
Harry, with so much legal gambling available now, how serious is the threat that at some point some player might do something really stupid like miss a free throw, a kick wide right on a field goal attempt? It sounds very far-fetched, but in the big scheme of things, is it?
I hate to use the word stupid, Chris, with all due respect, because when someone is struggling with a gambling problem, it's not about being smart or not smart. It's struggling with a mental illness. But how likely is it? It's likely already happening. We just haven't seen it or found it yet. We simply don't know. But what I think people need to understand is that we're not talking about just gambling on the outcome of a baseball game or a basketball game. With artificial intelligence, gambling companies and their sports league partners deliver action on every single micro event in a game. So as you point out, every shot, every pitch is a betting event. And that's dangerous for the reasons you describe and for what we're seeing in the Ohtani situation. You know, there are a lot of facts we don't know yet, but we do know someone is struggling with a significant gambling addiction, and a lot of people are getting harmed in the process.
So do you think as he goes forward in this, and I know, and again, you know, not asking you to specifically necessarily comment on this case, but it sounds like you're portraying people as victims of the system.
The system is broken. We can have a broader conversation about the extent to which someone who struggles with addiction is a victim, is someone, people who struggle with addiction also have choice. We know that. But the system itself is designed to victimize people. They call it the responsible gaming model. I'm looking at my phone as I have the privilege of speaking with the two of you and your listeners this morning. And I could be betting on every single pitch in a Dodgers-Padres game right now. For someone who struggles with gambling addiction, it's not the money, it's the action. And that action is being delivered in ways no one ever could have foreseen 6 years ago when the Supreme Court cleared the path for states to do this. We need to double back and make this safer, because the product as it exists today is just inherently dangerous.
Right. Harry Levant, a gambling policy advisor at Northeastern University. Harry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking me. I appreciate it.